62,000 Alaskans are on Medicare. During the heat of the debate over health care reform, the AARP, a more than 37 million member elder advocacy organization, took some heat of its own when it endorsed the final legislation package. Ken Osterkamp is the Alaska director for AARP. He says the organization lost some members during the controversy, but since the passage, some have returned. He says although some of the fixes AARP would have liked to see didn't make the final bill, there's a lot of good in it, and he says it was time to put a stop to some arbitrary practices by insurance carriers.
There are 8 states where insurance companies were allowed to discriminate against women who were victims of domestic violence and treat that as a pre-existing condition and deny them coverage. That kind of thing just has to change. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. You can look at something like that and say, that's wrong. We can do better than that. And I think we did with this bill overall.
There's been fear that Medicare would be cut under the new program. How will the new health care legislation impact Alaska's seniors' Medicare?
That's a great question. There's about 62,000 Alaskans on Medicare. And what there is not are very many Alaskans who are on Medicare Advantage. People like to lump those two programs in like they're the same thing, but there's not. Medicare is traditional government-run Medicare. Medicare Advantage is a term that's applied to private fee-for-service plans. So what we're cutting are the Medicare Advantage plans, or more specifically, overpayments to those plans. Everybody who's in traditional Medicare, which is all Alaskans except for 0.5% who are on Medicare Advantage, the folks on Medicare Advantage will see their rates rise. Everybody else will see them either stay the same or actually control cost over the long run, because right now, if you're on traditional Medicare, you're paying 14% more to support subsidies to those private companies who are offering Medicare Advantage. That's going away. That's where the bulk of the savings are. That's what opponents of healthcare reform were using when they said Medicare is being cut. It was simply misinformation. So for those 62,000 Alaskans out there on Medicare, there might be 200 of you who will see your rates go up, and the rest of you will be just fine.
There's something called the donut hole in Part D prescription drug coverage within Medicare. What is this hole, and how has it been addressed in the healthcare reform measure?
The donut hole is a gap in coverage in Medicare Part D, which is the part of Medicare that covers prescription drug expenditures. What they've done with the new legislation is that for the Alaskans who fall in, for all Americans, but for the 10,000 Alaskans who fall into the donut hole every year, that there is a little bit of relief right now, starting out, I believe, in 2011 with a $250 payment to those folks who hit the donut hole, and they'll get that right away. So that'll be some immediate relief. And then the idea is that by 2020, that donut hole is completely closed. So you'll see it go away eventually.
Those that haven't had coverage still, of course, need medical care at times. How have uninsured people impacted the yearly costs of those that do have insurance, particularly in Alaska?
Generally, we think that roughly $2,000 a year is what we pay in Alaska, those of us who have health insurance, to cover those who don't have health insurance. So ideally, what we're going to see as people acquire health insurance through this new legislation is them going and taking advantage of preventive care, getting their care earlier and less expensive, in a less expensive setting. And we'd hope to see some downward pressure on health insurance costs over time because of that.
At the end of the day, though, even with a huge overhaul, Alaska has a serious shortage of doctors generally, and especially doctors who will take Medicare patients. Is there any help in this legislation for this particular crisis here?
What's going to happen in the short term could be actually worse, and I'll just put that out there bluntly. As we get more people who have health insurance, there's going to be more pressure on doctors to see more patients. So that's going to affect their ability to see everybody, frankly, not just Medicare patients. But with some of the incentives in the legislation and with some incentives we're working on here in Alaska, we hope to increase the recruitment and retention of doctors, specifically primary care physicians, so that that problem eventually will be alleviated. There is, in fact, legislation in the legislature right now to provide loan repayment and incentives to attract physicians to Alaska. There's also a program to start a Medicare clinic here in Anchorage, which would specifically attack the problem of folks having trouble finding a Medicare doctor here in Anchorage. So there's a lot of good stuff happening right away this year, and some of the more painful stuff they wisely slipped in over time so that people would have time to adjust. I think it's a really good trajectory for getting all this stuff implemented.
Ken Osterkamp is the state director for AARP in Alaska.